to tell the Balei Dvorim, listen, Idinu biso, Ipshor biso. It's up to you. I'm telling you there are two ways to go through this. Either you could go through a din Torah, will tell you exactly what the din is, no compromises. Or else, if you want, we'll try and make shalom here. Lav davkas a din Torah, we'll try and make a compromise between you. So the mitzvah just means you're supposed to notify them there are two ways to handle here. Which way do you want? Now the Gemara says, if so, Haynu the Tanakam, that's the second, like the Tanakam, if so. Shrasha di yoma nigmura din yat rishalif soya. Ho mikoidim gemar din rishalif soya. The Tanakam before just said that once we have the gemar din, then it's also to make a pshara, to make a compromise. But mashma, before the dayanim came to their psak, then the Aralat had changed and said, let's make a compromise. Said, what's the machlokes between the Bishuv and Korach and the Tanakamba? Tomorrow says, yes, Ike benayo mitzvah, that the Bishuv and Korach saw the mitzvah. No, it means you should notify them and tell them before you start that there are two ways to do it. Do you want to have a din Torah, or do you want to have a compromise? Tanakamba saw no Rishus. It's only Rishus means that the Yoram do not have to tell them. If the Balei Dvorim come to the Dayan and said, we want a din Torah, the Dayanim do not have to tell them there are two ways out. They just go straight and do the Psak Din. Just if the Balei Dvorim themselves come and tell the Dayanim we want to have a Pshara, Henecha Mitzvashus, if you want, you can do it. Another one says, so, Hainu the Bishimim Ben Menasya, that the same Malach as Bishimim Ben Menasya also, that he says, Mishatishmes es divrayim v'yadas leichem leito, that he said before, that if the Dayanim hear the words, and they know which way the psak should go, then they can change and make a pshara. So the same halacha then, but before that they could make a pshara. So Mar says, no, ikir b'nai, that's also a different shita. Misha tishma devrayin, v'yati yadei lehechen adin noita. Iyati rishoy loim alem tzuv v'atzeyu. That's taka rishum v'nasi v'chidish. And that's the machlekes. According to Tanakhama, it's only also if the Bezin paskin the din. If Bezin says clearly, you're chayiv, then they can't change the mind and say, you know what, now we'll make a compromise. But before Besdin gave a psak din, the Tanakhama holds they could change the mind and make a compromise. Rav Shimon Bar Menashe, he had before, says no, he says a third shita, that once the Dayanim heard the Balei Dvorim, heard the Tainis, and they know now which way the din should be, even before they say clearly which way the din is, still they can't change the mind. They argue on Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Why? The Oma Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi Ulanema Mikrozer Elekineged Maisalegel. He dashes this posik. That we dashed before, but say a berach. That we dashed before, all different ways of dashing, what is going on, making a bivtsua. One man yama says, you can't make a pshara. Or other drushes, it's not like Rav Tanchum dashens. Because he dashens, it goes on the Maiso Egel. And it's like this. Shenem and Apostles, it's like this. Vayiru Aaron, or Vayivim Mizbeach Lefona. And Aaron, so Yaram Aaron, he saw, and he built the Mizbeach in front of them. He let them make the Egel. The question is, Maru, what did Aaron see that he didn't stop them from making the Egel, but rather he went ahead and let them make this Egel? What did he see? Is Omre bin Yama by Yefes, Omre Abloza, Ro Chur, he saw Chur, that Chur tried to stop them from making the Egel. Shez the Ruach Lefonev, and they shechted him. They killed him out right away. So Aaron said to himself like this, Eloi Shemanu Lehu Ahashtev, I don't listen to them, and let them make the Mizbeach for the Egel, of the Lee, they'll kill me out also. Of the Lee, Kedi Avdu B'chur, they'll do the same thing to me as they did to Chur. O Mekayim be the Mekayim with me, the prophet that says, Em Yehorog Ba'mikdash Hashem Kain V'Novi, the terrible thing, they'll kill out a Kain and a Novi. And Rashi says, Aaron, Kohen v'Novi hoya. Aaron was a Kohen and a Novi. So Aaron was not there then to make the Egel rather than letting him be killed. It's like this. If they'll kill me out, they'll kill out a Kohen and a Kohen and a Novi. Plehevilu takanta. There's nowhere to do tshuva. You can't return. You can't bring him back alive again. Liyelam. There'll be no takana. You can't fix it up. So Aaron thought, Mutav del Evdul Egel. Let them rather right now go and do the Egel. I won't be Mecha, I won't stop them, so they won't kill me out. And if Shehevelu Takanta V'tshuva, it's possible, even though they do the Chet of Egel, maybe they'll do Tshuva, it's possible. That's the way Aaron thought. So that the Pasuk goes, the Batzaya Derech Niyat Hashem, Ubetzeberch, when you try and make a pshor, you still make a compromise. That's what Aaron tried to do here. Rashi says, Shos Aaron pshoro, beinu bein atzmi, made a pshor between them. For her heter liatzm, lasses lemasegli, gave a heter for himself. So this goes the pasuk, Ubetzeberch niyat Hashem. But that's not a good pshor, he shouldn't have made such a pshor. Nothing more says. Nothing more says, Vahani tanoi, poite mayim reishis modoi mar dashibei. What are they dashing with this pasuk? Before we add other drushes, Rashi's Hani Tanoyim, the last lo mishatishma devrayim mita rishol of soya. They don't hold like Rosh Hashanah Menasya to say that when the dayonim hear the tainah to know which way the psak goes, then they can't change to make it into a compromise. Says so. What do they do with this pasuk? Poit to mayim reishis modim. So Mora says, "Kirgav Rav Hamnuna, Kedashin like Rav Hamnuna, Diyomer Rav Hamnuna, Ein Tchilas Dinei Shalodim." The Midrash learns, "Lo'osid Lovay." Mishem Lo'osid Lovay, and Hashem gives the big din hagodah when He gives us a judgment. Know what the first thing He asks you? Ein Tchilas Dinei Shalodim Nidun El Adivrei Torah. The first question He's going to ask you was, "Did you learn Torah or not?" The Rashi says, "Adivrei Torah Shloyosak for Torah." They'll have time is why you didn't learn Torah or enough Torah. Shinemah, the pasuk says, "Poyte mayim reishis modin," like Poyte Rashi says, "Poyte haTorah miyolov." Who reishis modin? That's the first judgment they'll give you is whether you learn Torah or not. That's how they dash in this pasuk. Now, Omar Rav Huna, "Hai Tigra," an argument machlekes is damya letzinura pedikla. It's daima to a tzinur and a dikla. Rashi says, "Kishanor goda," when the river becomes bigger, "Pomishu yetsos," so it goes into the field, shalagafam. And it comes like small sprouts of the river goes into the field. Now, if you don't stop that flow of water, miyad herlochomachiv, right away this small flow of water becomes wider, and soon you can't stop it anymore, it could flood your whole field. That's the way machlokesin is also. When you start arguments, if you don't stop right away, there'll be no end, they'll go on and on. Keep on the ravach, once you have space, it just keeps on going. Abayik Shisha, the older Abayik said, Omar, domi legudu de gamla. It's done to a wooden bridge. So Rashi also explains that Mor says, keep on the come. Once it stays well. Rashi says, Dafin Shogesa, the gesha, the planks of a bridge. When you first step on them, they shake. The site, after a while, they come stronger, and the nikvas, they stay clear there. So that's the way Ketotar also, an argument. Once you start arguing, the more strongly you become, and you just stay in an argument. In other words, stay away from arguments. Now the Gemara says a few members here, like this. Hohu, there was a person, the heavy comer, used to say like this. The Yazdi kept on going and said like this. Tuvio de shom avadish. Person is lucky if he hears things and keeps quiet. So Rashi says, Tuvio de shom avadish. Ashrav is good for the worthy of the person. Sheshomeya her person, he hears the way people ranking out even. But for Shaisik, he keeps quiet, doesn't answer back. O margil bakach, he's wrong this. You're better off this way. Chofu bishto meya. You'll hold back 100 arguments. Rashi says, Chofu bishto meya. Hocholem bishtikos, you'll hold back by you keeping quiet. Meya royce 100 bad things. Show your boy salo by the atagam. Because if you would have answered him back, so you would have got yourself into an argument. And from that, you would have had 100 of arguments. So a person that just keeps quiet, doesn't answer back, you're better off. You'll save yourself 100 arguments. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Kroksiv, there's a pasuk for this also. Toitanayim Reishis Modin. You open up your mouth to keep on arguing. Reishis Modin means Reish Meya. Dini, you'll bring upon yourself 100 times worse. You'll bring it on more and more. From Rashi says, Modin means Nutrikin Meya Dani. That you bring upon yourself 100 arguments. If you're better off, even though you hear people say things about you, just be quiet, ignore it, you save yourself. A lot of problems. Vaitahu de heavy comer. A person was going around and saying what is viyozel. Atarti tlos ganvi lemiktal. Even though sometimes a person could steal 2 or 3 times, he won't be killed. But don't worry, eventually Hashem will give it to him. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Krux, it is a pasuk for this also. It says, Koyamar Hashem, al shloisha pisha Yisrael. 3 times Kriyasol did a sin and Hashem didn't punish them yet. When they did the 4th chet, then Hashem won't forgive them anymore. That's when he brought the Churban Habayis. How who did they come of the Yosef? Somebody else said like it was going around saying, Shev biri l'shalma. There are seven holes. Rashi says seven burrs, seven holes in the ground, kruyas that are dug out. L'ragli yisholem umikulim yinotzel. On this shalom, on this of peace, even if people try and catch him, he'll save himself from seven holes, seven verses he won't fall into. But v'chad liyoved bish. But somebody does bad, even with one hole, he'll fall into. He'll be caught. And omalei shmul rab yudah. The crux of the pasuk like this. Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Even though there are seven fallings, a tzadik will stay up. But v'rosha yipol v'achas. A rosha will fall down the first takola. The first stumbling block he comes over, he'll fall in there. Hahu devi come of yozel. The person is going around saying, the yozel mi bei dina shoko glima. If somebody went to a din Torah and they took away from you your shirt, like they made you pay, lizma zema b'lezel b'yurcha. Let him go home and sing in the street. He should be very happy about that. So Rashi says, mishanot le dezen talisa le perei lacher lezel b'lezel hoyo v'din emes. Donu? Since they passed in the din emes here, no, you didn't lose out anything. You should be happy about it. What they did now is, again, they're making you do tshuva. They're taking out the gzela that you had in your house. So be happy about it. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Krok said to the apostle of this. The gam kolom azdeh al makrayim al yavi b'shalom. Even after the din Torah, it says by Yisra, as she says, Yisra ksiv. V'mashmo loishina zakav loishina chayiv. Kulam b'mashmo. All the Yidin, when they go home after the din Torah, everybody will be happy. Is even the people that the Yodim say they have to pay, they'll also be happy. Because they realize now, like up until now, it was by us, by Gzela, we owe the money, that's the interior, they'll be happy to pay back. How who they have become of Yod? The person is going around saying, Hai Neymo Vidikuloi Shuffle. Hai Neymo Vidikuloi Shuffle. It means Rashi says, Kishisha Menonemnes, when Isha is falling asleep, so Hasal, the basket she has on top of her head, falls out. Kids, when they become lazy, so their baskets fall down. Omele Shmuel Rabbi Yud, the crux of the postage of this. The Altsatayim, Yimach HaMikra. Then you come lazy, you'll fall down. It's no good to be lazy. Hahu Deh Vikom of Yod. The person going around saying like this. Gavro Derechitzna Olayu, Adayu Lekzizu Vikom. So Rashi says, Dayu Lekzizu Vikom. Horim Agrafoi, Olay, Viyomele Negdi. Gavro means Derechitzna, a person that was first close to you, you thought he was a friend to rely on when you needed him. Our dialogue needs to become. He just punched in the nose. That's all. All he gave you back was just his fist. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, the crux of the puzzle of this also. Kamish loin yasher batachti boy, that even though you had trust in somebody, it didn't last. In other words, you shouldn't have trust in people. Have trust in a Kodesh Baruch Hu better. Hahu dehevi called the Kama B'yal. Someone was going and saying, Ki rechimtun, when they had love together, hevi aziza apusyo, they were able to sleep together even on the sharpness of a sword. Rashi says, when the love was strong between man and his wife, they managed even on small things. They were able to sleep even on the width of a sword. Because even though the bed was so narrow, they didn't have anything, they were happy, they had love, that was enough. But hashtud le'ezizun v'chimton, now that the love is not so strong, they don't feel so close anymore, pour your bashish and gamidi le'stagilo. They could have a bed 60 feet long, and it's not big enough for them. Still don't help. So now the Bible say people, mashallah, people say that they have to live on love. Kids, when they're happy together, they'll manage, they don't need more. When they have arguments, then they need more. Amar Rav Huna, Kroik is a positive for this, Kroik CV. Mikorik CV, Niyadati Lechoshom Vadibati Itcho Miala Kapurus. Hashem spoke with us from the Kapurus. How big was the old Kapurus? Vatan Yorwa teacher of the Kapurus Tefa, Harekan Asura. The old Kapurus was high, 10 Tfokhin. Look, CV also by the base of Mitzvah says, Vabayas Hashabona Melo Shleim al Hashem, Shishimam Orkoi, Vieskim Rochboy, Shle Shimam Kemosoi. Kids, when Hashem was close with us, when we were close with Hashem, Hashem was happy. He had his makom in 10 amos, or else in the base of Midrash here, 30 amos, that was enough. Or l'psoi, but at the end, when Christ did chatoim, when Christ went away from Hashem, here the pasuk says, koyama Hashem, Hashemayim kisi voretz adam ragloi, that Hashem's kisa is in Shemayim, voretz and his whole land is Hashem's stool, eizah b'asa shetif nuli, where's the house that you built for me? There's no house here, there's no place for me here. And now the Kli Yisrael went away from Hashem, there's no house for Hashem. So you have to say, now that they're far apart, There's not enough room for us. The Gemara says, "My mashma, how do we know the high lois seguru lishti the chlushu?" Say from the pasuk lois seguru, the last shot was, "You should not be afraid of anybody." Means if you have aidas to say, don't hold it back. So it's saying lois seguru means lishti the chlushu, don't hold it back something. How do we know this? Omer Rav Nachman, according to the pasuk, says, "The yayin la tishti, you should not drink wine. For lois sega, you won't be held back from it." You see, Ogur goes on konish. Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar Mihocha. Tochin b'kayitz lachma ogro b'ktir mamacholo. Also, you hold back, you'll take back in the food. Loshno knisa, gathering together. Or Rav Acha b'rei d'rav Iko Amar Mihocha. Oigur b'kayitz ben maskil. So this is a psukum to say the word oigur, loisaguru, is loshno knisa of gathering together. So here the post says loisaguru means don't gather, don't keep back your words, but rather stay out the edits that you have to say. Yeah. Omer Rebbe Shmuel by Nachmeni, Omer Rebbe Yenison, Kol Dayin Shadin Din Emes Lamitoi, any Dayin that passes the real true Din, Yishino Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael, he causes the Shechina to be in Klal Yisrael. Shneim the Pesuk says, Lehim Nitzav B'Yadas El, the care of Lehim Yishpoit. For Kol Dayin Shayna Dan Din Emes Lamitoi, the Dayin does not give a real true Psak, Gorim L'Shechina Shetafalak Nisrael, he takes away the Shechina from Klal Yisrael. Shneim Mishoid Aniyim, Mayankas Ebyonim, Ata Okum Yom Rashem. Kids, if they make the wrong sokin, that takes away Hashem. The Yom Rashmu Banachman, Omreb Yenison, Kodayin Shenaitu Mizeb Noisin, Lezesh Loikadin. Any dine that takes away from one person and gives it to another one, Shaloikadin, it's not a true din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noitu Menu Nashoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away his nefesh. The punishment back for a wrong sok is Hashem takes, kills you. Shneim the Pesuk says, Al Tigzo Dal, don't steal from a poor person. Because you make a mistake for them, if you not only a mistake, you do it wrong for them, Hashem fights back for them. The Kovah has Kaveh and Nefesh, he takes away a Nefesh for them. Hashem pays back for taking away your Nefesh. The Yom Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmen, Yom Rabbi Yenison, Le'olam Yira Dayin Asun, Dayin should always see, Tilu Cherev Menachas Loi Ben Yaakov, as if before he's Paskin, he has to look as if Mamish, there's a sharp knife standing between your thighs. Or Gehenna Sukhul Mitasa, the Gehenna is opened up in front of you, in the bottom of you. In other words, you have to be careful to make sure you're making an emesek of sak, and not to make the wrong sak. Now, Balamusta say, Eluzman, every person is supposed to be his own dying, supposed to judge himself. You have to feel as if, Mamish, whatever you're doing, there's a cherub in front of you, and Gehenna is open in front, under you. Shneim and the Pasuk says, Hine Mitasa Shalashloimai. So Rashi says, it's the marshal for Shechina.